Hey, Heavenly Homemakers, thank you for living out God's calling to make your homes heavenly while striving toward your heavenly home. The Lord is working through you to bless so many people. As Lara addresses your questions in these next few minutes, we hope you are blessed with real life help and that your spirit is uplifted.
Welcome to this new podcast here at HeavenlyHomemakers.com. I'm Lara Coppinger, and today I am excited to talk to you a little bit about one of the things that our family has been doing for several years to help our children memorize scripture. And this is something that we do not just as a good thing to do. You know, it is good to memorize verses in the Bible and to learn that skill and to have those verses quoted to memory. But we really feel like it is important for our children to have these words in their hearts. We talk about them not just as memory verses, but as things that we want them to learn. We usually pick these verses pretty specifically based on what we feel our kids need to work on, what we feel like the different character traits that they maybe are struggling with, and just in general, truth from God's word that we want to be a part of our children and, of course, a part of us as adults too. I've mentioned on my blog in the past that one of the things that we do to help our children to memorize scripture is something that we call repeat afters. And it's something that has become a part of our meal time, usually lunch or supper time. We often will do these repeat afters. It's just a little thing that we do kind of in between bites because we're just all sitting there anyway. And it's a perfect time to, you know, you got to use those moments with your kids when you're all together to, you know, we take advantage of that as a time of, ooh, perfect timing to teach more to our kids. And we just do it in a very simple way. We started these repeat afters when they were very, very little. Some of our boys were too little to talk at the time. And it was amazing to us that as they started to learn how to talk, that they were able to join in without any prompting at all because they had been hearing these verses said over and over. And so then when they were able to talk, they would just join right in. I actually remember Malachi, our youngest, when he was, I don't even know if he was 2 years old yet, and he was barely talking, but able to talk a little bit, and he would stand up in his chair and quote, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." And it was super cute. And, you know, I've used that as a testimony for the fact that you can't start too early. With these things, you don't need to think, oh, well, my child can't talk yet, or he's too little to memorize scripture. It doesn't matter. If he's too little, do it anyway, because it will be on his heart or her heart. Sorry, I have all boys. I tend to talk in the he version. And then when the child is able to talk, then it's already there. So it's a great thing to start even when your kids are babies. So what we decided to do today, and I had to get the family on board with me here, I thought that you would probably enjoy hearing what our repeat after session tends to sound like. We, like I said, do this at mealtime, and so today at lunch, I said, hey guys, what do you say we record our repeat afters so that my blog readers can hear how that typically sounds? And so I do have to say, we were very, very good and didn't, you know, knock over any water glasses or fight over whose turn it was for you. I'm sorry that you don't get to hear any of that stuff. But instead, I was amazed at how the boys like sat up straight and everything, like you were going to see them, and even though you can't see them. So we recorded our process, and you will notice that one person says part of the verse and the rest of us repeat after them. And then they continue the verse, and then we continue to repeat, and that is what we do. And so each person takes a turn leading us in a verse. So I will let you listen to that now.
Okay, time for some repeat afters. Who's got one?
I do.
Okay, Justice, go ahead.
As for me and my house,
as for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord.
We will serve the Lord.
Good. All right, who's next? Asa?
Alright. He must become greater.
He must become greater.
I must become less.
I must become less.
Alright, Elias, how about you go?
far as it depends on you.
As far as it depends on you.
Live at peace with everyone.
Live at peace with everyone.
All right. I'm ready. The earth is the Lord's.
The earth is the Lord's.
And everything in it.
And everything in it.
Okay, who we got left? Malachi and Mom, who wants us to go?
You want Mom to go next? Okay, Mom, I'll go.
Okay, Mom.
Be quick to listen.
Be quick to listen.
Slow to speak.
Slow to speak.
And slow to become angry.
And slow to become angry.
All right, Malachi, finish us off here.
As the deer.
Pants for water.
So my soul.
Longs after you.
All right, so that is just an example of what we do for our repeat afters at mealtime to help our children learn verses. The ones that we chose to do for you today were some of our key verses that we often do, that we have been doing for years, because we feel like they are very important. Verses like, he must become greater, I must become less. Those were words that John the Baptist said when he was talking about Jesus's ministry becoming more prominent. And, of course, that's something we want to instill in our children, that Jesus must become greater and greater in our lives, and we must become less because Jesus is first. And so that is why we chose that verse. We have the book in James, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, for obvious parenting reasons. We feel like that is a good verse for them to learn and have in their hearts. And so I really would encourage you, no matter what method you use for teaching your children scripture and to help them memorize scripture, that you at least do something, because it is so important for our children to understand Jesus's words, all the words of God in the Bible. So I just encourage you to find a way to teach those to your children. And wow, I'm finding that it's very important for me. I have those verses in my heart too, because I'm teaching them to my children. And because we do this as repeat afters, then later when maybe there is a sibling squabble going on, then all I have to say to them is, as far as it depends on you, and then I pause, and then they look at me and say, live at peace with everyone. And then they know, hey, end of that, because it is time for you to make sure that as far as it depends on you, you are living at peace with everyone. And so then we're able to use these scriptures that we've been teaching them in our parenting later when we need it, which is constantly. So that is how it works for our repeat afters. And I hope that if you have any questions, you will leave those in the comment section for me and I'll try to answer them. I'd also love for you to share what works for you, for ways that you teach your children scripture. I think that it would be great for us to all be encouraged and learn all kinds of tricks from everybody all over for how you are teaching your children to memorize scripture. That will wrap it up for today's podcast. I would like to encourage you all to go love on your husband and thoroughly enjoy your children. Take joy in your life as a heavenly homemaker.